The retail giant Target announced this week that it is cutting several thousand jobs, most of which at the company's headquarters in Minnesota. The company says this is part of a restructuring plan under a new CEO who took over last year after that embarrassing data breach during the 2013 holiday season. Sucharita Molparu watches the retail industry for Forrester Research. She's with us now to discuss. Sucharita, welcome back.
Thanks, Jeremy.
So what is behind this cost-cutting plan and all these job cuts?
Well, I don't think that a restructuring in itself is all that alarming. Anytime a company does find that it wants to, you know, sort of have a clean slate and start over again in a competitive environment, you'll see a restructuring. You'll see a number of layoffs and, kind of potentially some organizational structural changes. And, just the ability to go back and, kind of organize the company as the new CEO thinks is the best way to organize the company.
So this doesn't have anything to do, you don't think, with the security breach that we all remember at Target back in 2013?
The security breach was probably one of the biggest PR disasters in retail in recent memory. However, the interesting thing is that the security breach hasn't really been that bad for Target overall. The reason that I say that is that even from a financial loss standpoint, Target recorded a charge of about $150 or $160 million, which is a large amount, but not large when you consider the fact that the company is well over a $70 billion retailer annually. And it actually had a bigger flop with the closure of its stores in Canada. I think that was a bigger issue for the company. That was actually a significantly larger charge of several billion dollars.
What does the Target of the future look like, and how is it different from, let's say, Walmart?
Well, I think that one of the things that Target has struggled with is the differentiation in its merchandising strategy. And historically, you know, kind of at the height of Target in, say, like the 90s and even the earlier part of the 2000s, Target was really, really known for unique merchandise that was very special and, kind of gave it the Target feel.
Right.
And, they lost a bit of that. And while it was a successful launch into grocery, you know, when you kind of go into those mass commodities, it leaves in some ways less room for, you know, the special merchandise, you know, the flair in home goods or in apparel. So I think that in the future, they'll likely head back to some of those special launches. You know, we'll see, you know, kind of those timed special releases of merchandise that are only available at Target for a limited time period. Hopefully they won't crash any websites like they have in the past. And that brings me probably to the other big area of investment, which is digital. I mean, we're seeing increased investment in digital. Their biggest competitor right now, in addition to Walmart, is actually Amazon.
Right.
And they need to make sure that they're on par. I mean, they definitely put a stake in the ground. They decreased their shipping threshold, which was big news. It used to be, I think, around $50. And now you can buy at Target.com if your basket is $25. It's actually lower than Amazon's for non-prime customers and lower than Walmart's. So, so they definitely want to win in the web channel.
Sucharita Molparu with Forrester Research. Sucharita, thank you so much for joining us.
Thanks for having me, Jeremy.